You're with SBS Radio.
Matapos ang ilang dekada ng pagpupursige ng pamahalaan at pribadong sektor na buhaying muli ang Ilog Pasig, isang natatanging pagkilala ang naigawad kamakailan sa Pasig River Rehabilitation Commission. Ginawara ng International River Foundation ang Ilog Pasig ng kanilang kauna-unahang Asia River Prize sa nakaraang International River Symposium na naganap dito sa Sydney, Australia. Nakapanayam natin ang CEO ng International River Foundation na si Dr. Eva Abal upang ipaliwanag ang kahalagahan ng pagkakilalang ito para sa Ilog Pasig at ang dinaanang proseso ng mga hurado sa pagpili ng panalo. Si Dr. Abal ay isa ding Pilipino at batikang siyentipiko sa larangan ng water resource management at sustainability. Narito ang ating panayam sa kanya. Yes, Dr. Abal, thank you so much for joining us today on Radio SBS.
Pleasure, Celeste, and thank you as well for your time and your interest in this amazing award.
Yes, well, first of all, for those who have not been to Manila, can you describe to us the magnitude or the scale of the damage that the Pasig River Rehabilitation Commission had to face?
Yes, it is a big river basin. It's actually the major river that flows around mainly the city of Manila. But not only that, it carries with it a lot of substances from the upper catchments as well. It links to Laguna Bay, I think, and it also links to Manila Bay. So it's quite a big river system. Now, the challenge we're faced here in terms of the Pasig, and I'd say the Pasig River Rehabilitation Commission is facing, is really that whole intricacy between the community living alongside the river and depending on the river, not necessarily for livelihood, but mainly for existence. So they live along the rivers. And I think it was in the 1990s that the Pasig River was really declared as dead. That means biologically dead in terms of the organisms that live on the river. So the problem predominantly for those who of you would have gone to Manila, landing from the airport and going, entering the city, you would be able to pass through a part of the Pasig River, right? And you will immediately see the problem. Mm-hmm. It's mainly a lot of rubbish, and that's very visual. The first thing you'll see is a lot of rubbish, a lot of little tiny households living alongside the river, potentially, you know, releasing directly onto the river. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that nowhere would you be able to see such a combination of gross pollution as well as infestation of weeds like the water hyacinth. You actually see that in the Pasig River. So it really is, I think, not surprising that in 1990 it was declared biologically dead.
Mm. Can you tell us of the criteria that was used in choosing the awardee for, or the winner for the Asia River Prize?
Yes, I probably won't go into the detailed criteria, Celeste, but what I'd like to do is highlight the major factors that were used to determine the winner. So the first one, of course, being a river foundation and being a river prize, it's got to be some outstanding work done on the river. Mm-hmm. So that's the most important of the criteria. We take into consideration innovation, so there has to be innovation in addressing the issue of the river. Community involvement is critical. I think one of the best one that I'd like to highlight, and I know I'm not on the judging panel this year, I'd like to declare that because I've got conflict of interest now, but in the past I was in the judging panel for the International River Prize, and we call it as an X factor. It's about doing more than what is traditionally needed for the river. The river prizes that IRF provides is very special, by the way. Mm. It's the only river prize that is provided to a river, not an organization, but a river. So when we say Pasig River wins, it really is Pasig River. So the prize is awarded to a river, and if PRRC is the organization that looks after the river, then they're actually receiving the river prize on behalf of the river itself.
Yes.
And so it's very special.
It wasn't overnight. I understand this was a slow process. When do you think was the turning point when the river started showing sustained development?
for me, the Pasig River is also very special. Back in my previous role, when I was still with the university, just because of the interest in the condition of rivers or the health of rivers. So I used to be with Healthy Waterways, and I really would not think of Pasig as one of the healthy rivers around the world then when I first saw the Pasig. I think the turning point for any river system to actually get over and start really for people to look after rivers is when people stop turning their back against the river. So in the past, when you look at Pasig, and there's some amazing historical photos of Pasig River, there was that whole connection between the community and the river itself. Then it transitioned to the fact that the river was just used as a service to the people rather than as a part of the community. So I think, and I'm pretty sure the commission would be able to identify this, the turning point was when the people started opening and facing the river and stopped turning their back against the river. And that means the government has decided that now we are going to face our river and we're going to make the river beautiful. So it's like any other thing. When you start turning your back against something, that means because it's not enticing enough. But when you actually look at it in front and make it your front yard, that means you have to look after it, because you don't really want a river with a lot of garbage if you want to look at it in front.
Yeah. That's just strategic positioning, isn't it? Just changes people's perspective, literally. Yep.
So the number of firewalls that have been built, for example, along the river, we have to start dismantling that.
I understand you are currently part of various consultative groups here in Australia, particularly in the area of water resource management. I know you have a background in marine biology as well back in the Philippines. Tell us how you started.
For me, it was always about, you know, a voice for the environment. And in this case, in my current role, it is about a voice for rivers. It's giving the environment and rivers a voice. And the voice can be in the form of monitoring data. You monitor them so that they're able to tell you how healthy or how unhealthy they are. That's probably the major principle by which I then grew into my to where I am now. Started as a scientist. I've been with the university for the last 22 years. But through that whole 22 years, I've been seconded to a number of what I call as a non-for-profit organizations, such as Healthy Waterways, such as the Great Barrier Reef Foundation. And now I'm not seconded, but I'm now with the International River Foundation. I, as you said, Celeste, I am on a number of panels, and these are advisory panels. The latest one I was convening a panel for the Commonwealth Games and making sure that, you know, the waters of the Gold Coast are something that residents of Queensland will be proud of to host the Commonwealth Games for. So they're clean and, you know, they're really a sight to behold. Being an advisory panel for me, you're able to provide advice. And that advice will come up with a good impact. It's a faster path to impact than probably writing a publication in a scientific journal. Mm. I mean, there's also merit in writing scientific publications. I love that. I used to do that. I feel that the path to impact for that is quite long, because you actually have to go through the process of peer review, has to be published, and then you have to socialize what you've found. Whereas if you're in an advisory panel, usually you're able to get some your advice listened to and operationalized. So the path to impact is quite short in advisory panels.
Bukas ay itutuloy natin ang ating panayam kay Dr. Eva Abal. Bukas ay ipapaliwanag niya ang pagkakapareho ng Maynila at ng Brisbane bilang mga river cities at kung gaanong epekto ang naidulot ng mga simpleng aksyon mula sa komunidad, di lamang sa buhay ng Ilog Pasig, kundi sa mismong kabuhayan ng mga negosyo at individual. Subaybayan po niyo yan. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.